get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow Mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow Mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Craig Moshkow. He is the co-host of the Rip City Real Talk podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Portland Trailblazers content. On the program, we discuss the 2020-2021 Portland Trailblazers season, also the new head coach of the Blazers, Chauncey Billups, Damian Lillard, and so much more. But first,
get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. Beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors. And keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now is the perfect time to give your home a refresh. How cool is that? 4th of July savings, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
I got to tell you about a proud sponsor of the program, and he's an aspiring author out of Seattle, Washington, named Seth Chang, and the name of the book is called Keys to a Successful Podcast. That's right. Keys to a Successful Podcast is an e-book that will help you give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking to take your podcast to the next level, then I highly recommend you pick up his book. It's an e-book titled Keys to a Successful Podcast by author Seth Chang, and you can pick it up exclusively on the ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com, and type in his name in the search box, Seth Chang. Check him out. You won't regret it. Craig is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, documentary filmmaker Christina Fontana tries to help a Missouri family desperately searching for their missing daughter. Christina quickly goes down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder, realizing she can't trust anyone, including the missing girl's own family. Start your free trial to follow Christina as she spends over a decade of her life searching for the truth. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus, the streaming home of true crime and so much more, for just $4.99.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow Mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow Mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only. Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Gordon, 3 for 3 from outside in the 2-nugget victories. Hits his first triple. Lillard sprints to the cup and fouled by Porter Jr. A lot of opportunity for Rivers, and he's capitalized.
Yep.
Lillard, wide open triple. Got it. So welcomed miss as the Blazers bring it back down. Lillard trying to get on the hip of Howard. Flips it up and in.
The play was open, but that's the pass that's got to go over the top.
Lillard, a transition three, fouled and one.
He slid with him. Like, he was able to contest that shot. That's just a high-level shot from Jokic.
Get it back, Dame. Lillard blasts it. Prior to that, he had matched Jokic minute for minute at the start of game four. Lillard, step back three. High degree of... Lillard clears things out. Gets to the left of Howard. The triple over Howard. Drop it in. Point lead with under 7.5 left to play. Lillard, a three. Huge hit for Lillard. For the second-year man out of Missouri. Lillard sees daylight. Damian Lillard had an answer every time the Nuggets.
My dream was to be a head coach at a storied franchise. And when I tell you this is a dream job for me, I mean what I say. Obviously, you know, having a player like Dame and having CJ and having some of the great players that we have makes any job more attractive. But at the end of the day, I want to be a head coach at a storied franchise. So it didn't deter me at all from going after my dream. You know, it didn't then and it doesn't now. So I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm just going to be me at all times. And it's always worked for me in my life. I'm comfortable with who I am. My passion for the game, my passion to win, my passion to lead and compete. Seems to me that's what this fan base is all about. Came here playing against the Blazers for many, many years and had some long, long nights, you know, in that building based on not only personnel, but just how great the fan base was and is. So I don't look at it that way. I come in and try to do the best job that I can, try to lead our guys the best I can, and everything just kind of happens organically, in my opinion.
What you think?
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The first audio that you heard was Damian Lillard doing big things during the 2021 NBA playoffs. He had scored 55 points in game five of the series against the Denver Nuggets. And that audio that you just heard was Portland Trail Blazers introducing their new head coach, Chauncey Billups. And coming up after the break, we're going to have an interview with the co-host of the Rip City Real Talk podcast, the podcast dedicated to the Portland Trail Blazers, Craig Moskow. We're going to talk more about Dane Dollar, also the new hire of Chauncey Billups, and as well as the Trailblazers 2020-2021 season. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
Competition never waits. Take your gear on the go with a custom pack built to protect it. Because any place can be an arena. Game on. The Tumi Esports Capsule. Available on Tumi.com and select Tumi stores.
Get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. Beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors. And keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now is the perfect time to give your home a refresh. How cool is that? 4th of July savings, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Los pros comienzan el día aprovechando los servicios exclusivos en Lowe's. No solo ofrecemos clavos, tendrás aire comprimido gratis para tus ruedas y tanques portátiles. Estacionamiento de remolques para pros cuando vengas de compras. Un lugar para limpiar tu parabrisas. Y una bebida energética para despertarte. Aquí tu día empieza más rápido pagando en cajeros solo para pros. Por eso Lowe's es el nuevo hogar de los pros. Solo en Estados Unidos.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving.
Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen. Los pros comienzan el día aprovechando los servicios exclusivos en Lowe's. No solo ofrecemos clavos, tendrás aire comprimido gratis para tus ruedas y tanques portátiles. Estacionamiento de remolques para pros cuando vengas de compras. Un lugar para limpiar tu parabrisas. Y una bebida energética para despertarte. Aquí tu día empieza más rápido pagando en cajeros solo para pros. Por eso Lowe's es el nuevo hogar de los pros. Solo en Estados Unidos.
Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Los pros comienzan el día aprovechando los servicios exclusivos en Lowe's. No solo ofrecemos clavos, tendrás aire comprimido gratis para tus ruedas y tanques portátiles. Estacionamiento de remolques para pros cuando vengas de compras. Un lugar para limpiar tu parabrisas. Y una bebida energética para despertarte. Aquí tu día empieza más rápido pagando en cajeros solo para pros. Por eso Lowe's es el nuevo hogar de los pros. Solo en Estados Unidos.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, documentary filmmaker Christina Fontana tries to help a Missouri family desperately searching for their missing daughter. Christina quickly goes down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder, realizing she can't trust anyone, including the missing girl's own family. Start your free trial to follow Christina as she spends over a decade of her life searching for the truth. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus, the streaming home of true crime and so much more, for just $4.99.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow Mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow Mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you're so cute. How do you know Kevin?
Come on, Donovan, do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow Mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow Mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, documentary filmmaker Christina Fontana tries to help a Missouri family desperately searching for their missing daughter. Christina quickly goes down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder, realizing she can't trust anyone, including the missing girl's own family. Start your free trial to follow Christina as she spends over a decade of her life searching for the truth. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus, the streaming home of true crime and so much more, for just $4.99.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? it was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that. I just love him. I love you, honey.
You too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Los pros comienzan el día aprovechando los servicios exclusivos en Lowe's. No solo ofrecemos clavos, tendrás aire comprimido gratis para tus ruedas y tanques portátiles. Estacionamiento de remolques para pros cuando vengas de compras. Un lugar para limpiar tu parabrisas. Y una bebida energética para despertarte. Aquí tu día empieza más rápido pagando en cajeros solo para pros. Por eso Lowe's es el nuevo hogar de los pros. Solo en Estados Unidos.
Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. Beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors and keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now is the perfect time to give your home a refresh. How cool is that? 4th of July savings only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Gordon, 3 for 3 from outside in the two Nugget victories. Hits his first triple. Lillard sprints to the cup and fouled by Porter Jr. A lot of opportunity for Rivers, and he capitalized.
Yep.
Lillard, wide open triple. Got it. So welcomed miss as the Blazers bring it back down. Lillard trying to get on the hip of Howard. Flips it up and in.
The play was open, but that's the pass that's got to go over the top.
Lillard, a transition three, fouled and one.
He slid with.
My dream is to be a head coach at a storied franchise.
And when I tell you this is a dream job for me, I mean what I say. Obviously, you know, having a player like Dame and having CJ and having some of the great players that we have makes any job more attractive. But at the end of the day, I want to be a head coach at a storied franchise. So it didn't deter me at all from going after my dream. You know, it didn't then and it doesn't now. So I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm just going to be me at all times. And it's always worth.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Again, that audio that you heard of the first bite was Damian Lillard, guard for the Portland Trail Blazers, who scored 55 points. That was in Game 5 of the 2021 NBA playoffs against the Denver Nuggets. He went off in that game. And then that last audio soundbite that you heard was the introduction of the new head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, Chauncey Billups. And on the program now, we have someone who is the co-host of the Rip City Real Talk podcast. The name of the podcast is called Rip City Real Talk Podcast. The podcast is dedicated to all things related to the Portland Trail Blazers. We'll talk more about this past season and also the hiring of Chauncey Billups and so much more. Let's welcome into the program Craig Moskow. Did I pronounce your last name correct, sir?
Yeah, you definitely did. How's it going, Ed?
Going well, man. How's everything on your end?
It's good. It's been busy in Blazerland. There's a lot going on the last couple weeks, and I really appreciate you having me on the show. I have never done anything outside my own podcast, so it's kind of interesting for me doing an interview with you. But yeah, let's get it going, man.
All right, again, well, thank you so much, sir, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So you mentioned things being hot in Blazerland. Things are hot in the Pacific Northwest with the heat wave. And Portland, Rip City is no exception to the rule. We'll get to Dame Dollar and Chauncey and all of that in just one moment. But let's start off with this past season. Again, the Trail Blazers had another solid year. They fell short against the Denver Nuggets. But I want to start off with Damian Lillard's right-hand man, the number two, C.J. McCollum. Again, another productive year for C.J. He averaged over 23 points per game, and he definitely handled his business. Give me your take on C.J.'s performance this past season.
Yeah, Ed, it's a good question. You know, C.J. was playing at an all-star caliber level before he got hurt early in the season. I mean, he was averaging 26.5 points per game. He was just crushing it. And as Blazer fans, he was doing the things that we needed him to do. And then he got hurt, unfortunately. He had a fracture of his foot where he kind of got landed on funny. It's not his fault. CJ's not an injury-prone player. And when he came back, I feel like he had a hard time getting into the rhythm of things. And I'll be honest with you, in the playoffs, he had some good games. If you look at the stats, he scored 20, 22 points several times. But CJ takes a lot of shots. He's a high-volume scorer, so he requires a lot of shots, and that's taking shots away from Dame. I think sometimes it takes a flow out of the offense. If you ask Blazer fans and most of the people around Portland, I think we would like to see a better number two for Dame. I think CJ being on the trade block this year is going to be crucial in order for a championship run next year, if you're talking about Damian Lillard and the Blazers.
I want to stay with CJ for a moment, and you mentioned something, Chris, Craig. CJ McCollum has been on the trading block. There's been reports of maybe he could be dealt to Philadelphia with possibly Ben Simmons coming over to Portland. Let's just hypothetically say that a trade does happen between Portland and Philadelphia. Do you think Ben Simmons could be the right number two for Damian Lillard?
Ben Simmons is a really interesting player because his point of attack defense is really good, right? So he would be the ideal number two for Dame when you're talking about defensively. I think that the struggle, the impact that you see with Ben Simmons is he is not a very good shooter, and we saw that in the playoffs, right? So what would the spacing look like if Ben Simmons was Dame's number two? That would be up to the coaching staff. Because I honestly don't know. It's one of those things where you look at it and you say, what does this team need more of? Do you need defense or do you need scoring? In my opinion, as a Blazer fan, I think we need more defense around Dame, and I think that we need to give him more help. So it's one of those things where I really hope we can do that, and I'm all on the Ben Simmons train.
That's interesting right there. I want to kind of get back to CJ for a moment. You mentioned that CJ is a high-volume shooter. He's someone that he has to get going in terms of him to get as many points as possible. What are some of the things that you've seen since CJ has been in Portland, the weaknesses that you think that could have him possibly be traded and move on to another team?
I think CJ, here's the thing about that, Ed. I think CJ is an all-star caliber player on his own team as a point guard. When you look at CJ as a player, he can give you 27 points when he's on his own, when Dame is not playing. He can give you 6 to 8 assists per game, and he's more than willing to go in there and get some rebounds for you too. I think he can average 5 to 6 rebounds. As a lead guard on his own team, I think he could play point guard. His weaknesses on the defensive end would be hidden a lot more if he wasn't playing shooting guard next to another small guard and Damian Lillard. So I'll be honest with you. I think that he would thrive if he was on an Eastern Conference team like Philadelphia that needed floor spacing and shot creation.
Good point right there, because I think looking at Portland's roster last year, they were so offensively strong. I mean, they've been like one of the highest scoring teams in the league since Damian and CJ have been together. And I think, you know, with CJ, if he is dealt to Philadelphia, I think that would give them what they need on that end. So we talked about CJ McCollum. Now let's talk about someone that is on a comeback trail, and that's Yusuf Nurkic.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, follow filmmaker Christina Fontana as she helps a family searching for their missing daughter, going down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. Beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors. And keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now is the perfect time to give your home a refresh. How cool is that? 4th of July savings, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow Mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow Mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, follow filmmaker Christina Fontana as she helps a family searching for their missing daughter, going down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial.
Craig, before Yusuf suffered that devastating injury, he was becoming one of the rising stars in the league, kind of in the same category with a Nikola Jokic. And while Yusuf is making his way back to what he was before, give me your take on Yusuf's season this past year.
Yeah, Nurk is a Blazers favorite for the fans. And, I mean, I don't know how much respect he has across the entire NBA. Like, I don't know in the Eastern Conference how many people actually realize how good he can be. The thing about Nurk is he's the defensive anchor for the Blazers. So when he's out, we're actually a very terrible defensive team. But when he's in, we're a very formidable defensive team. He's actually a really good rim protector and in drop coverage. He had some stuff go on this year on the defensive end. He was kind of upset with the stop system because he wanted to do more roaming defensively, actually, and help out. As far as offensively goes, Nurk is an amazing passer. So one of the things that has unlocked some of the offense for the Blazers in years past is Nurk being a passer and a facilitator in short roll. He does a lot of things at the top of the key. He's a really great pick-and-roll partner for Dame when they want to run a PNR. I think that Nurk is very pivotal to this franchise because of how we play, and we do run a lot of pick-and-roll and a lot of ISO screen game. I don't think that people understand how important it is when Nurk is not out that, you know, we have a guy like Cantor, but he really can't do anything defensively to elevate our ceiling. So it's difficult because Nurkic is being labeled as injury prone. I think that the injuries he sustained are freak injuries. There's nothing he could do about them. And I'm just really hoping that he's going to get this year in a contract year where he can prove that he's worth $15 to $20 million per for 4 years.
What's the future like for Yusuf? Because you touched on a point that I was getting ready to touch on, a contract. He's due for a big contract. Do you think he comes back to Portland and is in Blazerland for the long haul?
That's a good question. He's got a really good relationship with Dame and CJ. I know he loves Portland, and I know he feels at home here. If you were going to press me today, I would say yes. I do think that we're going to get a contract negotiated with him that works for both sides. The main reason being is centers are really hard to find. And as much as Nurkic is not, to me, an elite-level center, he's not a top-5, top-7 center in the NBA, he still does everything you need him to do if you're Portland. And it's going to be really hard to find a guy that you can acquire that can do what Nurk can. You know, we took a shot on Whiteside last year. We've had Cantor twice now for two deep playoff runs. And at the end of the day, none of them can do what Nurk can do on both ends of the floor. So I think Nurk is going to get a deal done. I don't think it's going to be this season. I think next year he and his agents are going to get it done.
Okay, well, we talked about Yusuf Nurkic being effective on both sides of the ball, respectively on the defensive side, someone that really was a defensive bright spot for the Trail Blazers in the midst of all the offense was Robert Covington. He, what a solid year that he had this past year. Just give me your thoughts on Robert Covington and what he meant to the Blazers coming through in the trade from Houston.
Yeah, it's a good one. So, you know, Covington was an essential piece to the Blazers this year, and I feel really bad that the Blazers' defense was so bad all year long because Covington was a very good defender. And the other problem is a lot of times during this lineup, Covington was the only positive defender that was on the floor for the Blazers. So you look at some of the lineups we ran earlier in the year when CJ was hurt, it'd be Dame, Gary Trent Jr., who's a decent defensive player, not a great, he's probably a great ball stopper, but he's not a great defensive player. And then Nurkic was hurt, so it was Cantor. You know, he's playing with Carmelo Anthony. There's just a lot of negative defenders when you're looking at that. So Covington was amazing. I think he led the league in deflections. He was in the top three in most of the defensive stats that you would use to measure things. And he's going to be essential. I honestly think he's got one more year left on his deal this year. He's somewhere around $12 million. I don't think the Blazers can afford to move him this offseason. I see a lot of trades where people send out CJ plus Rocco. And to be honest with you, the Blazers can't afford to trade him.
Competition never waits. Take your gear on the go with a custom pack built to protect it. Because any place can be an arena. Game on. The Tumi Esports Capsule. Available on Tumi.com and select Tumi stores.
Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Los pros comienzan el día aprovechando los servicios exclusivos en Lowe's. No solo ofrecemos clavos, tendrás aire comprimido gratis para tus ruedas y tanques portátiles. Estacionamiento de remolques para pros cuando vengas de compras. Un lugar para limpiar tu parabrisas. Y una bebida energética para despertarte. Aquí tu día empieza más rápido pagando en cajeros solo para pros. Por eso Lowe's es el nuevo hogar de los pros, solo en Estados Unidos.
Competition never waits. Take your gear on the go with a custom pack built to protect it. Because any place can be an arena. Game on. The Tumi Esports Capsule. Available on Tumi.com and select Tumi stores.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow Mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow Mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
Wow, interesting right there. So we talked about Covington with the with on the defensive side, but you know, Portland, of course, they were one of the they have been one of the premier high scoring teams in the league, and adding on to that offense was Norman Powell. Norman was brought to Portland in a trade from Toronto for Gary Trent Jr. and Rodney Hood, and we know, of course, Norman is an NBA champion with the Toronto Raptors, one of the solid shooters in the league, particularly for behind 3-point range. Give me your thoughts on Norman and what he brought to the table this year coming over from Toronto.
Norm was electric this year, and it took him a little while to get into the flow of the Blazers offense. I think he had to figure out where he fit in that trade, because he comes over and he's playing the three, which he was used to doing in Toronto, right? He played with Van Vliet and Lowry for a few years, and he was used to being that third guard playing a small forward role. But, man, once he did elevate his game, he went on a run there at the end of the season where he was averaging somewhere around 20 points per game. His 3-point shot was never the same as it was in Toronto. His percentage was way down. But he attacked the rim in a way that Portland has, outside of Damian Lillard, we have never seen before. I mean, he gets the ball, he goes downhill, and he's immediately putting pressure on the defense to get that ball in the hoop. CJ is a good scorer, but one of the things I don't think a lot of people that don't watch the Blazers every single night understand is CJ operates from the mid-range, and he shoots step-back threes. CJ does not get to the cup at a high percentage, and he's not drawing any fouls either. CJ has a historically low foul rate for a guy who drives and plays as much as he does with high usage. So when you look at Norman Powell, Blazer fans fell in love with this guy because he put pressure on the rim every time he could. Now, the other problem is the Blazers can't use him in transition. We are not a very good transition offense. So one of Norm's biggest strengths is not working for the Blazers. So that's something I'd like to see them address this year in the offseason, is get a little more up-tempo under Chauncey and run the ball a little bit more offensively.
Los pros comienzan el día aprovechando los servicios exclusivos en Lowe's. No solo ofrecemos clavos, tendrás aire comprimido gratis para tus ruedas y tanques portátiles. Estacionamiento de remolques para pros cuando vengas de compras. Un lugar para limpiar tu parabrisas. Y una bebida energética para despertarte. Aquí tu día empieza más rápido pagando en cajeros solo para pros. Por eso Lowe's es el nuevo hogar de los pros, solo en Estados Unidos.
Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
All right, well, you know, let's talk now about another big man that was affected this year, and that's Enes Kanter. Enes has been a journeyman in the NBA for a while now, playing in Utah, Oklahoma City, New York, and then, of course, This is his second stint back in Portland. He was in Boston before coming or arriving over in the trade. And we talked about Jusuf Nurkić earlier and what he did this past season in terms of being effective on both offense and defense. But Ennis made his contribution felt on the offensive side. He really did his part on getting rebounds and crashing the boards. Give me your thoughts on Ennis and his season with Portland this past year.
Ennis was fantastic, and I don't know if you and your radio listeners know about Ennis's story, but he's really found a home in Portland where they've sort of helped him deal with some of the issues he's had. He's from Turkey, and he has major issues with their government, and he's kind of always on the offensive with them, trying to be an advocate for what's going on in that country. But Portland gave him a home, and we really embraced him, and he played fantastic. In the regular season, he was going to be one of the most pivotal members of the Blazers. He was giving us a double-double every single night while Nurkić was hurt, and we stayed afloat mostly because he was given really hard effort on the defensive end. The hard part with Ennis is when you get into the playoffs, he gets played off the floor really quickly. He's very he's just not very athletic, not very quick with his feet, so he gets driven by really quickly, and then he can't contest shots at the rim, so it's just a killer to have him on the floor. Offensively, like you said, crashing the boards is amazing. He's so good at it. He's a unbelievably strong guy for how skinny he looks when you see him running around out there. He's a top-notch offensive rebounder, too. I would like to see Ennis re-sign, but the problem I think that the Blazers are going to have is I don't think we're going to run a lot of big lineups outside of Nurk next year. So I could see a situation where Ennis is not on this team.
Yeah, that's a strong possibility. I mean, with their new head coach, Chauncey Billups, who is a point guard, shooting guard, I think they could be playing small ball this upcoming year. And speaking of, we talked about superstars, Mr. Carmelo Anthony. I mean, what can you say about him? I mean, multiple NBA All-Star, Olympic gold medalist. I mean, the man has scoring titles. I mean, the man has done it all in his career. He just wrapped up his second season with the Trailblazers. Carmelo picked up his game significantly this year. He was the winner of the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar NBA Social Justice Champion Award. So Carmelo, again, is the veteran. He's the one that they really look to in terms of his role with Portland. Give me your thoughts on Melo and what he did this past season with the Trailblazers.
Yeah, you know, Melo, it's funny, Ed, when you talk about Melo, I was a little torn in the offseason when we signed him again because, in my opinion, if you have to roll Melo out there, that's not the best version of the Blazers, but he embraced the six-man role. He came off the bench. There were so many nights where he was pivotal in the fourth quarter into either getting us back into games or keeping distance leads on teams that were like, we're up by five or six, and he'd hit a big shot. I think his experience this year is really underrated. Like, you're talking about a team that has a lot of experience, but Melo really came in and weathered the storm for us at times. I don't see him on this team next year either, and it's not really his fault. I think Melo could be a great contributor for certain teams. He's already been linked to other teams in the offseason. I just think that this team's weaknesses are defense, and we have a lot of good shooters, right? So Melo is another one of those hybrids that is a fantastic scorer. He can ISO, he can get on the block. He was beating kids up this year. You could see him take young kids on the block and just teach them a new lesson. But I just feel like he's going to be a casualty of, he's not a great defender, he's not overly athletic anymore at this point in his career, and he plays with several shot creators already, so I think he's going to be moving on this offseason.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting that you mentioned, Craig. He picked up his game this year because he lost a lot of weight. That was kind of like another one of the drawbacks of his game, you know, the ability to stay in shape. But this year made a big difference, and he looked quicker out there, and it definitely made a role, as you said, in his six-man position. Well, the future seems to be bright in Portland for a gentleman named Anfernee Simons. He won the slam dunk contest during the All-Star weekend back in March, and turning out to be one of the rising stars in the league, one of the premier high flyers, so to speak. Give me your thoughts on Anfernee and what he did this past season.
And, you know, Ed, Anfernee Simons is an absolute lottery ticket at this point in his career. We have no idea what he can be. You know, one of the underrated things about the Blazers season is Anfernee Simons played a huge role at the end of the year, and he improved massively defensively, on the defensive end. He was really giving people problems. He's long. He's athletic. He can run the floor. He can obviously put pressure on the rim with his dunks, which you talked about with the dunk contest this year. I think the biggest thing for Ant is confidence. He needs to have the confidence to come in and be an actual shot maker. You know, if you think about a guy like Austin Rivers throughout his career, the guy's never lacked for confidence. He comes in, he feels like he can be the best player on the floor. Anthony Simons needs to adopt some of that and be aggressive. But I'll be honest with you, Ed, amongst Portland fans, we have no idea what he can be. Could he be a Damian Lillard? Could he be someone of that upper echelon if he was to develop along the career? I mean, we took him right out of prep school. He was only 19 when he joined the Blazers, and he's improved every year he's been on the team with given minutes. So he's an essential piece of the future. Whether or not we keep CJ or trade him, I don't see any way that we can move off Anthony Simons, even on his rookie deal.
You mentioned the gentleman that I'm getting ready to bring up next, and that's Dame Dollar, Damian Lillard. Every NBA franchise, there's really any league, any franchise, regardless of the league, has a franchise player. And Damian Lillard, I mean, is one of my favorite players to watch. I mean, he brings it night in and night out. The passion, the loyalty is just through the roof, and he's paid off big dividends for the Trailblazers since he arrived in 2012. He's an NBA Rookie of the Year, a multiple All-Star. It's amazing that he hasn't been selected to an Olympic team yet. That's strange to me right here. But nevertheless, I mean, Damian, I mean, what can you say about him? Another phenomenal year. Had an MVP banner type of year. But there have been rumors lately about that Damian did not have really a say-so in the Chauncey Billups hire, which we'll get to in just one moment. But what does the future hold for Damian in Portland? People are saying that he could go to L.A. and maybe play with LeBron, or maybe he could go to Miami. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Give me your thoughts, first of all, on Damian's season this past year, and give me your thoughts on his future in Portland.
Absolutely. You know, it can't be overstated, Ed, what Dame means to Portland. In most of our eyes as Blazer fans, even lifelong Blazer fans, Dame is the best Trailblazer of all time to most of us. I understand he hasn't delivered a championship, and I understand he doesn't have the gaudy numbers that you're going to see a guy like Clyde Drexler have throughout his entire career. But at the end of the day, the things Dame has done to elevate this franchise and give us the playoffs every single season he's been able to, Rookie of the Year, he's made so many All-Stars. And to be in the MVP conversation every year gives Portland relevance, even though we play at like 10:30 p.m., on the East Coast where nobody gets to watch us, right? It's not Dame's fault that he doesn't get a lot of the exposure that some other players do, but he is unbelievable every single night, night in, night out for these Blazer fans. Now, as far as the trade goes, what I've heard from his camp this year is nothing but loyalty so far. He was a little upset about the coaching stuff early, and then some of the things that have happened with the fans he feels like are starting to wear on him a little bit. But everything I've heard in the last week or so is that he's dedicated to this team, and as long as we can give him a team next year that he feels he can take to the finals or compete with a championship, he is going to remain loyal to Portland. He does have a supermax contract that starts this year, so he's making $43 million, which is a huge salary cap hit for us. But I think Dame's going to stay in Portland for at least two more years, and I think that he will do well with Chauncey's coaching.
I wonder, we'll get more into Chauncey in just one moment, but you said something that really caught my attention, and you said that Damian Lillard, in your opinion, is the greatest Blazer of all time. There have been a lot of great Blazers that have played, the great players that have played in that organization, from Bill Walton, Maurice Lucas, Clyde Drexler, Terry Porter, Clifford Robinson, Jerome Kersey, Kevin Duckworth. There have been a lot of great Blazers that have played in that organization. I want you to elaborate more on why Damian, in your opinion, is the greatest Blazer of all time.
Yeah, it's, you know, I understand it may sound hyperbolic when I say something like that, because Dame's in the 10th year of his career. He's 32 years old. I think for me, it's all about the pedigree, right? When you look at Dame, he came from a small Weber State, small school. He comes into the league. He starts his rookie year and wins Rookie of the Year. And from the moment he hit the ground running, you know, whether it be the Houston Rockets series in 2014 that he won on a buzzer beater, or you're looking at that amazing shot he hit in 2019 against the Oklahoma City Thunder that kind of ripped that franchise apart and they had to rebuild – Dame is on a level that we've just never seen in Portland. And I think Brandon Roy could have gotten there had he stayed healthy. I think that the conversation would be really interesting. But at the end of the day, Dame is going to have a statistical case if he stays with the Blazers for another 3 years and is productive at least throughout the next 3 to 4 years. Dame's going to have a statistical case to be by far the best Blazer of all time. I think that with the evolution of basketball the way it's gone, he's elevated his game every single year, and his resume with the MVPs and competing for scoring titles and all the things that he's been able to do, even without a ring, I still think that he's going to go down as the best Blazer of all time.
Can't forget about Brandon Roy. Brandon Roy was phenomenal. He didn't play that long in the league, but when he was healthy, he was definitely one of the best. And you can't forget about LaMarcus Aldridge, who was, when healthy, he was definitely one of the best. And we can't forget about Rasheed Wallace and Steve Smith and Damon Stoudemire and Scottie Pippen and just those, and Arvydas Sabonis. Man, how could I forget about him? But I want to stay just with Dame Dollar for a moment. So let's hypothetically speak for a moment. If LaMarcus Aldridge was healthy, do you think Portland would either have an NBA title or at least contend for a couple of championships if LaMarcus and Damian stayed together a little bit longer?
You know, every fan base has a what-if, right? And every fan base has a what-if. What if this guy stayed? What if Kevin Durant never left OKC? What if this or that? For Blazer fans, there's a few what-ifs. Obviously, Michael Jordan is one of the what-ifs because we passed over him to take Sam Bowie, and then the other one is the Kevin Durant, Greg Oden draft of 07, and those are probably the two biggest. But to me, and I actually brought this up on the podcast probably 2 months ago, I said if LaMarcus had stayed and Dame had a legitimate power forward that could score and take pressure off of him and then also pass the ball out to the perimeter, would that have been enough for the Blazers to win one of these titles? I mean, in 2019, we beat Denver and we move on to the Western Conference Finals. Is that team good enough with LaMarcus on it to make a title run? I lean towards yes. I lean towards that this team could be a finals contender had LaMarcus stayed and had things not gone the way they went. But at the end of the day, every team, like I said, has what ifs, and we can't project anything because the Warriors and LeBron and Cleveland and all these teams that Dame has had to go through throughout his career, I don't know that LaMarcus would have been able to defend or elevate the defensive level of this team enough to say, oh, they definitely would have been able to guard a team that had Durant, Curry, and Klay Thompson on it healthy in, you know, 2015, 2017, whatever years you want to project the Blazers. So I would lean yes, but I'm just an optimistic Blazer fan, man.
Yeah, I mean, like you said it well, Craig. There's a lot of what ifs in every franchise and just in life in general, man. And it just I think about that from time to time. So I wonder if LaMarcus may have stayed a little bit longer, a little bit more healthier, maybe Portland would have played in more Western Conference Finals. But that's neither here nor there. So now the future looks bright for the Portland Trail Blazers. They've got a new head coach in Chauncey Billups, but I want to talk about the previous head coach, Terry Stotts. Terry had some successful seasons with the Blazers. Give me your thoughts on Terry and what led to his exit from Portland.
Yeah, Ed, you know, it's interesting with Stotts because he was a fan favorite up until even this year. And even this year, many of the fans were divided on what we should do. And at the end of the day, here's how I feel and the podcast feels about Stotts. He's an amazing chemistry leader. He always had control of the locker room, and you never heard any bad stories come out of Portland, right? It was not a rocky road. It was very smooth sailing under Stotts. The problem with Stotts is he was not a great adjuster. He did not make a lot of in-game adjustments, and he did not come out with very flexible schemes. So when we came out, we ran pick and roll on the offensive end and just hope Dame and DJ can make shots. On the defensive end, you're running a drop scheme where you're backing your center up to the rim and you're just praying that your man defenders on the perimeter can hold up. In both situations, there were a lot of times where we felt like that cost us games. And the main place that costs you games is when you don't make adjustments is the playoffs. And if he would have made more adjustments and if he would have done some things, and it harkened back to you have to be a little more flexible. But Stotts is one of the most successful Blazer coaches in history. He made the playoffs every year except for one, I believe, his very first year. And The other thing about Stotts is we've seen that he was a good character leader for this team. He elevated Dame and CJ. He empowered them to be the players that they are today. And maybe we didn't have the best defense ever, but a lot of fans argue that defensively that goes back to roster construction. So it's still dividing the franchise even to this day, and it's still dividing the fans on whether or not it was the roster or Stotts' coaching that was really the problem with the defense.
Well, you know, that, as they say, that's neither here nor there. And then Coach Terry Stotts definitely did his thing as the head coach for 9 seasons with the Portland Trail Blazers. So they get Mr. Big Shot as the new head coach of the Trail Blazers, and that's Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups is an NBA champion. He's a Finals MVP. He's also a multiple NBA All-Star. He was an assistant coach with the Los Angeles Clippers for a season. So he's been a journeyman in the league, and he knows what it takes to win. He's been through the fire, and he has very little coaching experience under his belt. But what made the Blazers decide to have Chauncey as their new head coach?
That's a really interesting question, and I would say that the thing that they love, I mean, you already brought it up, right? Championship pedigree for a guy who came into the league and had to really earn his way to the top of the league. When he came in, you know, Chauncey wasn't an all-star player immediately, but the thing about Chauncey was he got better every year, just like Dame. I think they share a similar career trajectory, even though they played in different eras. And I think that what this franchise is hoping Chauncey can do is come in and teach Dame and CJ and instill a defensive system that will anchor this team to being a top 4 team in the West. They want this team to play better defense, and it's going to start with the two guards. If they can't trade CJ this year, they need Dame and CJ to be better attack defenders at the point of attack. The other thing that you look at when you look at Chauncey is, and we talked about this on the podcast when his name first came up, Chauncey played with Rasheed Wallace. He played with Ben Wallace. He played with lots of big ego, big personality players, and he was able to lead them as a point guard and run the offense and do things that other point guards may not have been able to do. He was able to keep them in line, make sure that they focused on the end goal, which was winning a championship, and he was able to deliver that for Detroit in 04. So Big Shot is a good choice from the X's and O's and from the character standpoint of the locker room in leading this team to improve on the defensive end.
Yeah, that's definitely a good pickup that the Blazers had with Chauncey Billups, and it's going to be interesting. I think the game is going to be picked up tremendously, as you said earlier, Craig, that they're going to play small ball. I mean, they're going to have Yusuf out there next year. You said that Ennis may not be back next year. They're definitely going to be guard, score, definitely offensive-oriented with a little bit of defense on the side for the upcoming year. So we have the Blazers have their new head coach in place, and the Blazers playing in the city of Portland, and we know sports fans, basketball fans, know that the city of Portland has been one of the premier cities in the NBA. It's been known as an NBA hotspot for many, many years. Craig, can you answer this question for me? What has made Portland such a fascinating hotspot in the NBA for decades?
You know, it's really interesting, but the conversation that I always have with people around Blazer fandom is two things. Number one, we really only have 2 franchises in the Pacific Northwest that are major franchises when you're talking about big sports, and that's the Seattle Seahawks, which a lot of Portland and Oregon don't identify as fans of. And then the only Oregon franchise is the Blazers. Now, why we're all so absolutely dedicated to them is because we don't have other teams to root for. We don't have a lot of other seasons to watch. I would say that Blazers Edge and some of the Blazers Twitter that we have are very engaged people. They're just people that have big passion for these Blazers. And, you know, that can be good and bad. And at the end of the day, Ed, people are watching every single game and hanging on every single moment. And we overreact a lot as fans, right? Even on the podcast, we overreact. Carmelo Anthony can have a bad week and we want to cut him. He can have a fantastic week and we want to sign him for a 2-year deal. It's really funny as a Blazer franchise how overreactionary the fans can be. But the reason that we're so passionate about it, I think, is just because when you look at the region and you look at Portland, we don't have a lot of other major sports teams to follow and root for the way that you would in a major market like LA or New York or Chicago. So there's really no moving on from the Blazers. All offseason, we talk about the draft and we talk about free agency because we're still obsessed with our team.
I want to stay just with the NBA's presence in Portland. Before the franchise had packed up and moved to Oklahoma City, the Seattle Supersonics were the Blazers' competition as far as NBA supremacy in the Pacific Northwest. Can you explain to the listeners out there, Craig, like what was the rivalry like between the Trail Blazers and Supersonics during that time of having two NBA franchises in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, Ed, it's a good question. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the animosity between them, and obviously those were early 2000s, late 90s teams. There was a lot more physicality back then. But here's the thing. Portland and Seattle have a rivalry unlike any other. They're very similar in their weather patterns. They're very similar in their fanhoods. They're very similar in their demographics. They're both kind of hotbeds for all kinds of different people, right? They have these massive, diverse franchise fans. And when you're looking at those two teams, I mean, they went at each other. They were both very good, very successful at different points, and they went at each other hard. I remember actually the night that Greg Oden and Kevin Durant went 1-2 to Portland and Seattle. I remember the media saying, like, we got to find a way to get these guys on TV when they play because these are going to be two MVP caliber players. And it turns out that Greg Oden's knee, unfortunately, had so many health issues. But at the end of the day, Seattle and Portland were at each other's throats every game for 2 decades. And it still really pains the city of Seattle that they don't have the Sonics anymore. And I don't know if the NBA is actually going to expand the way they've been talking, but I really hope they do because it would be so much fun to have another team in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Seattle, you mentioned about the Seahawks being present for the NFL in Seattle. And, of course, the Mariners are in Major League Baseball in the city of Seattle. But Seattle is an NBA town. I mean, the Supersonics created so many great memories. And like you said, it would be awesome to have the Sonics and the Blazers fight for supremacy in the Northwest. It was always a lot of fun when you had two of those teams in that region really representing. I want to ask you about the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Did you ever have an opportunity to watch a Blazer game at the Coliseum?
So that's a really good question. I didn't, but I'll tell you something. There's a couple different things that I've watched in that Coliseum, and one of them I got to go watch a Winterhawks game, which is not the NHL team, but it's a hockey team that Portland has that's professional. And, you know, it's really fun. Vets Coliseum still rocks. And then last year I was there for Oregon had their high school wrestling championships there. So let me tell you something, that building is not dead. It is still packed all the time with raucous fans for every single event. The history of it is amazing, and it's so much fun because it's still in that same quarter as the Rose Garden or the Moda Center, whatever fans want to label it. The Moda Center is obviously the big beast, but when you look at Blazers history, you cannot ignore Vets at all.
Awesome. I know back in the day when the Blazers were playing home games at the Memorial Coliseum and would watch it on television, it always looked like it was a rocking crowd and a festive crowd. And speaking of being a rocking crowd, you mentioned it, the Moda Center, one of the, of course, it was formerly known as the Rose Garden, but the Moda Center is one of the premier venues in the NBA. Craig, can you describe to the listeners out there, like, what's the atmosphere like at a Blazers home game at the Moda Center?
Oh man, I'll tell you what, there's nothing like it, and it's actually crazy because I've been to, I can't even count how many games. I've never been a season ticket holder. Obviously, I lived in Portland for over a decade, and I went to as many games as I could every single year when my work would allow it. But the big thing is that arena rocks on Tuesday, it rocks on Thursday, it rocks on Saturday. It doesn't matter what day you're there, if it's a good game. It doesn't matter if it starts at 5 or it starts at 7:30. It is a sellout crowd every single night. And the Moda Center, they do a fantastic job of getting the crowd engaged with all of the stuff that they have on the screen and engaging fans that way. But I really can't explain it. If you ever have the chance, if anybody ever does, they need to come out to Portland. Next year, they're saying that we're going to be at full capacity. You got to come out. You can get Blazer tickets for really cheap. And just talk to fans. There's a community in that stadium where you could turn to the person next to you, and you can just talk about Blazers. And everyone in Portland is really friendly and welcoming. You don't have to be a fan. You can just come and be an NBA listener. But, man, I'm telling you, Ed, if the fans have never been to Portland and you've never been to a game, you know, the walk up to the Moda Center is serene. It's this huge building right on the waterfront, and they got to experience it. It's unbelievable.
Awesome, man. It sounds like a wonderful experience right there. And I want to stay with you mentioned about Blazer fans and how passionate they are. The nickname Rip City, where did the nickname come from?
You know, it's really interesting when I look back on the Rip City years. I'm 32, so I wasn't really around for when Rip City started. But I guess all the fandom and everything that I hear is those teams back in 70s, 80s, all the stuff that surrounded the Blazers was their fandom and the city and Portland, and they embodied it, right? And so it just became Rip City. You know, Bill Shonley, our announcer for years and years, I don't know if people outside of Portland know who Bill is, but he was quintessential for the Blazers. He's a Hall of Famer. He's unbelievable. I think that they coined the phrase based on the fanhood and the Rip City for their attitude of how the fans bring it every single night. You know, one of the things that they say in Moda Center still to this day before the game starts is they say, "Welcome to Moda Center where you're the sixth man." And the fans all scream it at the same time where they scream, "We're the sixth man." It's one of those things that really gets the fans pumped up to be at the game. And I know I've been to CenturyLink up in Seattle for Seahawks games, and they have a very similar 12th man environment where for some reason Pacific fans in the Northwest, they believe that they're a part of the franchise when they're there rooting for their team, whether they're season ticket holders or not.
Wow, it just sounds like, I mean, again, that the Trailblazers have had one of the most diehard fan bases, not just in sports, but in all of the NBA, and it just continues to show how you've put it so greatly, Craig. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody about you being the co-host of the podcast, Rip City Real Talk, and what it's all about.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate the time today, Ed. Basically, Rip City Real Talk is a project founded by me and my best friend, Anthony Blaylock. We lived together and went to tons of Blazer games together. And, you know, we just have a different perspective. It's a fan perspective, and it's built towards a casual fan. So someone who isn't able to watch every single game and every single minute. And even if you're not a deep Blazer fan, you could still go and listen to it. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple, any podcast, Stitcher. You can listen to it there if you want audio only, because I understand not everybody watches YouTube. Or if you go to YouTube, you can see our beautiful faces. YouTube is just Rip City Real Talk. And we just kind of give a breakdown of what's going on for the week, what's going on for in Blazer land right now. And we give it from a fan perspective. So we don't have sources. We don't have connections. We don't actually interview players at all. So you're getting the real thing, and I think that that's a perspective that needs to be covered when you're talking about the Blazers.
That's awesome to hear. So, again, tell everybody, Craig, where they can find you on social media and where can they find Rip City Real Talk on social media. And, again, let them know where they can find on the various streaming platforms. And if any websites that you have, let them know that as well.
Sure. So the biggest one is our Twitter feed. So if you go to Twitter, it's at TalkRip. So TalkRip is the Twitter. We are on there all the time, Anthony and I. My co-host, Anthony, isn't super active on Twitter, but I'm at Craig Moschkau. It's CraigMoschkau. And if you just go onto Twitter and type in Rip City Real Talk, you'll find us. That's our number one social. We follow fans. We discuss with fans. Blazers Twitter is actually a really weird place, Ed. There's a lot of positivity and a lot of negativity, but we try to stay positive always on our team. And then the other thing that you can follow us on is if you have Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, any of those podcatchers, just type in Rip City Real Talk, and we put out a new episode every single week. We're actually recording tonight, so it's a perfect day to talk to you, man.
Awesome, man. Solid. And one more question before I let you go. Again, we talked about how big basketball is in the Pacific Northwest. There's a WNBA team named the Seattle Storm, and they've had major success for a long time. What are the chances of the city of Portland landing a WNBA franchise?
Oh, man. So I'll tell you, we have the Portland Timbers, which I don't know if anybody's familiar with the FC team, the soccer team there. They play, and they have a rabid fan base. They've actually won a couple titles, and they have a lot of people that follow the Timbers. We also have the Thorns, and the Thorns is the women's soccer team, the FC there. And the Thorns have a crazy passionate fan base. So, you know, if we get a WNBA team, and I don't know if the Blazers would be willing to partner on that. I don't know if we'd be willing to bring them in. But if we got a WNBA team, it would be amazing. I know there's tons of people that cover the WNBA from Portland who do double coverage where they actually help the Blazers, and then they do some of the Seattle stuff with the Storm. I think Portland would support them wholeheartedly, and I would love to see it.
Yeah, that would be nice right there, because, I mean, I always thought about that for a long time. You know, Portland is so NBA heavy, and Seattle had such a huge presence in the NBA in that city, and with the WNBA being there, I was like, wow, I think it's amazing how Portland has it jockeyed for position yet in getting a WNBA team. But before I let you go, I've got to ask you, football is pretty popular in the Pacific Northwest with the Seahawks and Major League Baseball with the Seattle Mariners, and there's the Seattle Sounders of Major League Soccer, and then you mentioned the Portland Timbers as well. But what, and of course, I can't forget about running, because running is huge in the Pacific Northwest with Washington State and Oregon, of course, with Nike being headquartered there. But what makes basketball so popular in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, basketball has its own niche in the Pacific Northwest for sure. So I'm also a Duck season ticket holder for football. So I go to lots of football games. I go to lots of basketball games, and I will say the basketball just has a different feel to it. A lot of the Pacific Northwest stuff, it rains a lot up here, so if you're going to go to a football game, you really got to be kind of ready to weather the storm for that, because it'll rain on you a lot, especially in the fall. The thing about basketball is it doesn't matter what the weather is. You know, you all jam-pack, and you all go to the game, and you get a beverage, and you go up, and you sit in your seats, and it doesn't matter what the weather is. I think that's one of the big things for us. The other thing for us is we've never had a team as successful as the Blazers. You know, when you talk about the Mariners, they're actually in one of the biggest droughts ever for not making the postseason. And when you look at Seattle for the Seahawks, they've never won a championship. So this team, this storied franchise, when you talk about the Blazers, is the most successful team that we have right now. Oh no, they won a championship a couple years ago. I was talking about before they won their championship. But the big thing, Ed, is people love to go watch the Blazers play live. And once you've seen them play live, you feel like you have to follow them. You feel like you have to become a part of the franchise.
And you heard it from him. He is Craig Moskow. He is the co-host of the Rip City Real Talk podcast. The podcast is dedicated to all things related to the Portland Trail Blazers. Check out him and his co-host and what they do, and giving you all things in the 411 with the Portland Trail Blazers. Craig, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Cool, Ed. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a good day, man.
Okay, you too. We'll be back with more right after this.
Gordon, 3-for-3 from outside, and the two Nugget victories. Hits his first triple. Lillard sprints to the cup and fouled by Porter Jr. A lot of opportunity for Rivers, and he's capitalized.
Yep.
Lillard, wide open triple, got it. So welcomed miss as the Blazers bring it back down. Lillard trying to get on the hip of Howard, flips it up and in.
The play was open, but that's the pass that's got to go over the top.
Lillard, a transition three, fouled and one.
He slid with him. Like he was.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
support everybody. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Craig Moskow, the co-host of the Rip City Real Talk podcast. The podcast is dedicated to all things Portland Trailblazers content. That was a great interview. And again, thank you to Craig, and the people over at the Rip City Real Talk podcast. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.